A new report by the nation's largest teachers union says that Connecticut's charter school laws need to be improved. Connecticut Public Radio's David DeRoche reports.
The National Education Association report gave Connecticut's charter school laws a poor rating. The analysis noted that Connecticut doesn't require charters to be overseen by local school boards, which it sees as an important part of accountability. Don Williams is the executive director of the union's Connecticut branch.
We believe that charter schools should play by the same rules that our traditional public schools do, and that means accountable boards of education, people who are accountable to the community.
But freedom from bureaucracy is a key part of what helps charters innovate, says Todd Zebarth with the National Alliance for Public Charter Schools.
The point is to give them some flexibilities to do things a little bit different, to see if we can accelerate improvement, particularly for students who have been left behind in the past.
The analysis also pointed out that only half of charter school teachers are required to be certified in Connecticut, while the other half can have alternative or temporary certification. While the teachers union would like all teachers to be fully certified, Zebarth says that doesn't mean that kids will learn better.
So we think Connecticut's current approach in terms of allowing some flexibility around who charter schools can hire to teach makes a lot of sense.
Maryland's charter school laws were the strongest, the report found. While Connecticut's laws were rated poor, the state did score the 12th best in the country. Washington, D.C. was the worst. David DeRoche, Connecticut Public Radio.